add another point to last night's piece from the Rambam and Shannon Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, then the Mishnah relates that someone that doesn't learn Torah is like Nezim Zahav Ba'af Chazir. And then it says, Ve'oimer Charus Ela, is Altikrit Charus Ela Chairus, in the Chaben Chairin Ela Mishavasik Patero. You are only a considered free man if you learn Torah. So this Mishnah, first of all, what does that have to do with the first part of the Mishnah? What does that have to do one with the other? And second of all, this Mishnah is very difficult to understand because everyone, all people tend to have the question on the Mishnah that what do you mean you're free when you have Torah? And then the opposite, once you have Torah, you have all the rules. So Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that when we have Torah, we have the ability to lift ourselves up over our guf. Otherwise, we're addicted to the guf. And therefore, we become free. So the idea of the Mishnah is that learning Torah makes us better people. Since learning Torah makes us better people, so Mimela, if we don't use it, then we're underutilizing our potential, and that's back to the Mashal of the Chazir. That's basically the pshat. But in the Dvarim over there, he adds another pshat. So I'm going to modify his Mashal a little bit, but basically this is his Mashal. The Mashal goes like this. He says, there's an old guy, and he has no kids. And this guy, he makes a lot of money. He's a very wealthy guy. And he makes a lot of money every year. He makes a lot of money. And
Because he has no kids, or he actually
so he
nothing better than spend money on the kids.
all right. So he doesn't really need his at this point, but he wants to find a loyal guy that he can trust, and he has to count his money because he needs to inform the thing. What he's got to make a cheshbon of his money. So he calls over a guy. And he thinks this guy's loyal. He likes him. He's his friend. After a while, he says, look, I'm going to offer you a great opportunity. I need someone to count my money. So I'm going to do the following for you. I need you to count my money, and I'm going to pay you for this job because I need to report how much money I made. But I don't really need the money. So after whatever money you count, you can keep it. After we finish counting it, you can keep the money. I don't need it. Count the money and then you could keep it. So now, the guy doesn't count the money. So, okay, he's not getting paid for his job, but it's a lot worse than that. He's not going to get to keep the money either. Right? It's a lot bigger problem. And when he is working, he decides, I'm going to go to work today. Why is he going to work? Is he going to work for the boss or is he working for himself?
So, he's going to try something.
Sorry, he's working for himself. I mean, yeah, the boss is paying him, and he could choose not to do it, but at the end of the day, he's counting money, he's counting his own money. Right? So the idea is that the Chaim Volozhiner says, and so when Hashem gave us the Torah, he gave us schar. Do the mitzvah, I'm gonna give you a reward. But besides doing the mitzvah, I'm gonna give you a reward, besides the reward you're gonna get for doing the mitzvah, every time you learn Torah, you're improving yourself. So every time you're learning Torah, you're essentially investing in your own,
Job.
you're investing in equity in yourself. You're raising yourself that worth. You're making yourself a better person. So everything that you're doing is really getting to keep the money for yourself and reinvesting it into your own equity. So don't say you're working as an Eved. No, you're working as a Ben Chayyim. Because it's all for yourself. I'm not keeping any of the money. You get to keep all the money that you count. You get to keep it for yourself. So all the mitzvahs, everything that comes from the mitzvah, all the ruchnius that comes, all the things that you're building is your own. So you're working for yourself. You're not working for me. So he says, that's really what it means. Unbelievable pshat. Because that guy's a Ben Chayyim. He's not working for anyone else. He's working for himself. So he says the Torah, what the Torah does to a person is that it opens up that he's really working for himself. Okay? It's a great addition to the chat from yesterday. Okay, so we were going back and forth a little bit. What's he saying here in the last part of this Nikias, when he's discussing Nikias in Arias? And one of the things he's discussing about Nikias in Arias is speech. He's discussing a speech. So he says he shouldn't do nivel peh. So I want to understand a little bit what he's saying here. Is the pshat because nivel peh makes you closer to the avera? Or is it that nivel peh is the avera itself? So this
What's that for me? What's closer to the Aver to
closer to
which
the
Aver?
inyanim of arayas.
Oh.
Person's talking about arayas, so then it makes him have closer shaykhs to the arayas. Or no, it's just that anything which is close shaykhs to arayas is itself an avera. It's not a herrick.
Can it be both?
Well,
Be both.
it's a chora. I think what he's trying to say is there's an avera of doing something which brings you to the avera. Now, when we said bringing you to the avera, I don't think it
Well,
means
I was drive
practically
that
bring,
guy.
right?
Oh.
It's not the pshat that's bringing you to the avera in a practical sense we discussed yesterday. It's bringing you to the avera in a conceptual sense. That the pshat is the concept is more on your mind. So let's read what he says here. He says, if someone will tell you, the choymer the Chazal give to nivel peh is only to scare you. It's something that's really involved in this. Because every time he talks about it, he's much involved. If you just talk about it as a joke, what's the big deal? No, it's not true. The pasuk is not mashmal like that, because it says, "Akein abachura v'lis machashem v'esh yisoyim ve'asam manoisav lo. So it's much with a real chet.
The Torah also can connect. It's Bris
Halosh.
Hashan and Bris
Yeah.
Kelam days and Shoah. They used to work also on brachos and things.
Right.
Many the
Right. So this is a very strong language. Listen to this. Shenivol peh hu ervasoi shel hadibur mamish. It's the form of doing arayas with the mouth, mishum hu shene esar, and it's like the isra of znus, kichol shar inyane has znus, like any other area of znus. Chutz miguf shel ma'aser, shav b'she'im b'em karis, oy mises bezin, asur mei mitzaratzmon. It's an isra by itself. So it sounds like he's saying it's not just because it brings you closer to the avera. It sounds like it's because it's a form of arayas itself. Besides that, it brings you to it. So he said, if someone will tell you, look, I don't think that this is going to get me any closer or any further from the avera. I'm not even talking about it for real. I'm just saying it like as a concept or a joke or whatever. It's not getting me any further. It's not getting me any closer. So as he's saying, it doesn't matter because speaking about it is shaychus to it itself. That itself is a shaychus. It's not about doing the mice itself. The talking about Arias, and I think so. What's that doing? Nikias, it's an Arias, Nikias. I think he's trying to say is that there are certain things that the Torah demands a level of Nikias from. The Torah itself demands that level of Nikias. And the Nikias here is, don't even keep that distance so that you have no shaychus or shemitz of shaychus to that Aveira. And here, the Torah itself put that guideline. So very interesting. One more idea. So even machshava, a person should distance themselves from it, because again, same two concepts. Tzenaveira, that's a form of creating a boundary between him and you.
What's the difference between them? They're the same to you.